Ellington's band achieved early fame at the Cotton Club in Harlem during the early 30s. Later on, they were special guests there from time to time, when not touring or performing elsewhere. These next recordings are from broadcasts made during Duke's 1938 residency at the later Uptown Cotton Club, starting with a vocal by Ivy Anderson. Then an exceptional and superior performance of The Gal from Joe's, featuring a tour de force performance by trumpeter Cootie Williams and, rather unusually, Johnny Hodges playing soprano saxophone.
Here is Ivy Anderson to sing Oh Babe, Maybe Someday. Musical salute to That Gal from Joe's. Thank you. Duke Ellington and the boys keep the rhythm riding. And this time they're riding on a blue note.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra sounding great, broadcasting from the Cotton Club in 1938. I'm Dave Redlar. I hope you understand now why I want to share with you these live performances by Ellington's band. Even though the audio quality is sometimes a bit rough, the sound of the band is dynamic and electrifying in ways different from studio recordings. Now, I would be mischaracterizing Ellington's live concertizing if I didn't note his presentation from the early 40s on of such extended compositions as Harlem, the Liberian Suite, New World a Comin', Deep South Suite, and most ambitious of all, the 45-minute tone poem Black, Brown, Beige. Ellington was trying to create a larger framework for his music, fusing jazz with the larger body of formal art music, and tell, as he put it, the history of the Negro in America. Premiered at his first Carnegie Hall concert and explained in a 29-page narrative, Black, Brown, Beige traces the life and hopes of black Americans from their arrival as slaves on American shores through the struggle for emancipation to their increasing integration into American society and culture. In retrospect, it was a mixed success. At the time, it was highly controversial, confusing his critics and audiences, both black and white. Duke was disappointed by the reaction, and while he never performed the complete work in its entirety again, it did lead to gradual acceptance of his extended compositions. And excerpts of Black, Brown, Beige became part of his concert repertory, as we'll hear from this second Carnegie Hall concert in December of 1943.
Next, we play a very short sketch from Brown, which is taken from the Black, Brown, and Beige, which is a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro. This particular sketch is one that we dedicate to the 700 Negroes who came from Haiti to save Savannah during the Revolutionary War. And so we call it the West Indian Influence.
Thank you. And now another short portion of Brown, which represents the period following the Civil War, where we find many young, free Negroes who are happy with the so much opportunity in front of them. And just behind them, a couple of very old people who are free but have nothing and no place to go. And, of course, it's very dark for them. And we find a duet representing the old people and the solos representing the younger people. This is the lighter attitude.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra at Carnegie Hall in 1943. Excerpts from the extended suite, Black, Brown, Beige. We heard the West Indian influence and a lighter attitude. Principal soloists were most likely Rex Stewart and Ray Nance trumpets, with Tricky Sam Natten and Lawrence Brown trombones. Duke Ellington's life and music were beyond category. He traveled the globe, performing and charming audiences wherever he went. Worldwide, he received over 300 various awards, was depicted on the postage stamps of four nations, and received the highest civilian awards that the United States government had to offer. My special thanks to Ken Ackerman for making available the rare tapes of Duke Ellington live in Portland. Please join me next time for more Duke Ellington Live. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Duke had several opening and radio themes through the years. One that he often returned to, and it's my favorite, is Rockin' in Rhythm, heard here from the remarkable Fargo, North Dakota concert of 1940. That's Duke Ellington Live on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.